This is the Purple Project Podcast once again. This daily edition on this Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. My name is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, which all about the latest in Kansas State athletics. We are going to go right, waste no time, go right into basketball. And another one strikes recruiting wise for Jerome Tang. Yes, Jerome Tang making some noise, and I mentioned this. These will get posted here later on this evening. So be out on the lookout for that. I've been knocking out recordings here. I just haven't gotten around to reposting them yet. But I think what I'm going to do, I'm just gonna post this one and as soon as I can when I get home. Get it on tonight. And then I'll post the rest of the ones throughout the rest of the week, including the ones I recorded yesterday. But the third recruit joining onto this team for K-State men's basketball coming in the fall, Dorian Finister. After his visit over the weekend, he along with several others, made visits to Manhattan over the weekend. And K-State locked down a couple of them, including this one. of course, Jerome Tang and Taylor Brett was involved, obviously, in this as well. The big guard made his commitment yesterday, and now he joins. I haven't made note of this yet, but I've already talked about Jarrell Colbert and Cameron Carter, and a little bit later on, maybe down the road, maybe this week, Taj Manning will get his shout-out here in the Purple Project Podcast. But that's four guys already in. There's already another one in store. I just haven't gotten around to it yet, but I'm just focusing on right now. That's four guys, newcomers, to the K-State men's basketball team for the upcoming fall season to join the new head coach of Kansas State, Jerome Tang. Finister is 6'5 guard. He comes from Louisiana and has made, he's kind of made it a goal to play at K-State there as well here. And right on the spot. This is kind of rare nowadays, but Finister made that commitment here to Manhattan right on the spot right there. K-State and Coach Jerome Tang and the staff made good first impressions, and you can get a commit like that to make a first, not only get him on right there on the spot right there as well. And a rumor has it that we could be getting the five-star on this basketball team as well. So definitely something to get behind, something to get excited about. Obviously, you know, you got the Jerome Tang first impression from the press conference once he stepped on campus here in Manhattan. And since then, he's really gone out and really backed it up, trying to turn this culture around, this losing, and all this, and he's turning around to be a positive, getting motivators, getting winners on this team. And that's what you have to do, right? So, he got a little size to his game. This is 6'5 we're talking about. oh boy, Dorian Finister has some size to his game there, and he's a guard, so desperate in the size game. Obviously, this is no shade on Nigel Pack, but we got some size now in the backcourt. Now, obviously, Marquise Noel, a little bit small back there and fast. Now you add size to the mix there as well. Let's see down here. With Finister now in the mix here, again, we'll have to dive into the rest of the roster. Yet, the Wildcats now have 7 scholarships remaining for the upcoming season. And then, of course, another weekend coming ahead as well for this team as well. So, yeah, definitely. Finister, obviously, coming from New Orleans, he had also had several programs in mind, which included Texas A&M, SEC, in a Big 12 future university, Houston, as well. And they reported that K-State jumped into this thing at very late in this. So to get Dorian Finister in the late innings of, pardon the baseball pun there, but that's big. That's big right there. So, and getting Dorian to commit right there on the visit. That's a, you don't hear about that nowadays again, but that's huge right there. So the 6'5 guard from the state of Louisiana is coming here to Manhattan. And again, we'll have to, we want ourselves back here later on in the week, and we'll get our update on Taj Manning as well. So definitely, I mean, again, it'll be interesting to see, but rumor has it he's not going to fill all those spots. But again, you want winners on your program. You want guys who are going to push each other harder, better, stronger, faster. And no doubt, and don't doubt, this roster for K-State is really starting to come to form right now. So Dorian Finister is the latest to join the Kansas State men's roster for the upcoming fall season of Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. Please tell your fellow K-Staters about it, whether they're students, alumni, or they're big college, Big 12 fans as well. Please subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast as well, as we continue to get the content out there daily as well. Be on the lookout for this tonight. And then, of course, we got the recorded the NFL recap draft yesterday as well. That's going to get out. I'll probably move that to tomorrow as well. Track and field, that's going to get out there as well. So definitely stay tuned for the Triple P Podcast for more K-State coverage if you're in that sort of thing as well. That's going to do it for this edition of the podcast, folks. Appreciate y'all. Go Cats! Eddie Greer. This has been the Purple Project Podcast.